Welcome to Digimaster Shorts. We are your hosts, Adam Negus.
And Carly Wilson, delivering the latest scoop from the digital realm. OpenAI has officially expanded its global footprint by inaugurating its first office in Tokyo, marking the company's entry into the Asian market with a GPT-4 model tailored for the Japanese language. CEO Sam Altman expressed enthusiasm for Japan's synergy of human and technological progress, emphasizing AI's potential to foster creativity and industry growth. Tada Nagasaki has been appointed president of OpenAI Japan to spearhead market engagement and build a team dedicated to addressing the local market's unique needs. OpenAI is also granting early access to its Japanese optimized GPT-4 model, which boasts enhanced translation and summarization capabilities for the Japanese language, improved speed, and cost efficiency. In the corporate sector, major Japanese companies such as Daikin, Rakuten, and Toyota Connected are leveraging OpenAI's technologies like ChatGPT Enterprise to automate and optimize operations. The company's collaborative efforts with Yokosuka City's local government highlight AI's transformative impact on public services, with reported productivity boosts among city employees. Thus, OpenAI's foray into Japan signals a new era of AI integration into both private and public sectors, offering advancements in complex data processing and operational efficiency.
In a recent development, Adobe's AI tool Firefly, marketed for its ethical training practices, has come under scrutiny after being discovered to have utilized images generated by other AI, including those from Midjourney. Despite Adobe's claims that it trained Firefly on public domain material and Adobe stock images, a Bloomberg report suggests that around 5% of Adobe stock images used for training the AI may have been AI-generated, raising questions about the content's origin. This revelation raises concerns about synthetic laundering, where AI-generated images from potentially unethical sources are repurposed, indirectly contravening Adobe's initial stance on ethical training data. Adobe maintains that its AI-generated images undergo a strict moderation process to avoid intellectual property issues, a claim that some artists contest. Moreover, Adobe incentivizes contributors through its Firefly bonus for images used to train the AI, disclosing the company's tacit encouragement of using AI-created content. While Firefly is touted as commercially safe, Adobe even offers indemnification for its enterprise plan users. The recent findings challenge the company's ethical positioning. Still, Adobe persists in its development of AI imaging tools, striving to offer solutions like content credentials for tracking AI-generated image provenance, and prepping for the launch of an AI video generator. In Amsterdam, Michael Musandu, CEO of Lalaland.ai, showcases how AI technology is creating virtual twins of fashion models, like London-based model Alexandra, who gets compensated when her pixel-made counterpart is used. As AI-generated models gain traction in the fashion industry, they promise diversity and sustainability benefits, with companies like Levi Strauss & Co. experimenting with the technology to represent varied body types. However, there's backlash over concerns that digital models could displace human jobs, deceive consumers, and provide superficial diversity without employing real models of color, with companies like Lalaland AI insisting AI models complement rather than replace human models. The industry faces a balancing act between embracing innovation and preserving human talent. Former model Sarah Ziff, founder of the Model Alliance, advocates for the ethical and regulated use of AI to protect workers' rights, as the New York Fashion Workers Act aims to do. The debate continues with models like Alexandra welcoming AI as a groundbreaking tool, while others, like Yves Edmond, call for genuine representation and fair compensation for human models. As the fashion industry evolves, this intersection of AI and modeling heralds both opportunities and crucial discussions about the future of creative professions.
In a retrospective look at the digital evolution of retail, it's been a quarter of a century since Net-a-Porter revolutionized the fashion industry by convincing luxury brands to sell their products online, ushering in an era known as Web 1. This period marked a radical shift from traditional shopping experiences to the convenience of e-commerce. A mere decade later, the landscape was disrupted once again with the advent of Web 2, which was driven by the newfound ubiquity of social media platforms and the rise of smartphones. As Vogue Business examines the future of shopping, it's clear that these digital advancements have set the stage for the next 10 years. This new editorial package dives into how the retail sector will continue to transform. Expectations hint at a future further intertwined with advanced technologies such as Web3, promising even more personalized and immersive online shopping experiences. The progression from Web 1 to Web 2 And now towards Web3 shows a relentless pace of change, continuously redefining the essence of retail. In an escalating AI arms race, Elon Musk's XiCorp has launched Grok 1.5 Vision, a multimodal AI model capable of interpreting both text and visuals, ranging from documents to photographs. Grok 1.5V claims to excel in multidisciplinary reasoning with its sophisticated spatiomorphic perception, enabling it to process complex textual data and understand spatial relationships within visual content. The new model boasts versatile applications like translating drawings into stories, providing driver assistance, converting data tables, and even explaining internet memes. XiCorp announces that Grok 1.5V outshines competitors in the newly established real-world benchmark, devised to test real-world spatial understanding. The debut of Grok 1.5V follows the recent release of Grok 1.5 LLM, an enhancement over the original Grok 1 with advanced coding and math capabilities and the ability to process longer contexts. Early access to Grok 1.5V will be granted to subscribers of the Premium Plus service, the social media platform formerly known as Twitter. Musk's ambition is for XiCorp to lead in AI transparency and accountability, distinguishing it from the black box methods of other AI leaders like OpenAI and Google.
Thank you for listening to today's AI and Tech News Podcast Summary. Please do leave us a comment, and for additional feedback, please email us at podcast@digimasters.co.uk. You can now follow us on Instagram and Threads by searching for @DigimasterShorts or search for Digimasters on LinkedIn. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, and don't forget to follow or subscribe.